Welcome back to another Mega Minute with Mega Code, a mini cast on all things Holy Paladin. This week I give a brief synopsis on the Horrodon encounter from the Throne of Thunder raid. This is a 5-phase fight. At the start of the encounter, I begin the tank on Horrodon while healing the tanks and raid using Eternal Flames, Holy Shock, and Holy Radiance. Phase 1 begins with the Faraki tribe advancing out of the Northwest Gate. I try and position myself closer to the Horrodon tank, but in range of the tank on Adge. Just make sure to avoid the sand traps when they come close to you. The tank on Horrodon takes a stacking debuff called Triple Puncture, so I keep my Hand of Purity on him when off cooldown. It's also important to cleanse those with Blazing Sunlight. Besides using single target heals and Eternal Flames, with so much movement on this fight, it's best to take Holy Prism talent. Target Horrodon and throw splash heals onto players. Phase 2 begins with the Gurubashi trolls advancing out of the northeastern gate. Our tanks swap here, so I'd be sure to reposition my beacon on the tank taking Horrodon, with healing being rinse and repeat like before. There's a lot of damage here going out from a stacking debuff called Venom Bolt Volley, so be sure to cleanse it off of those with the highest stacks. Another thing to keep a watchful eye on is Living Poison. It is a pool of poison that moves slowly around you but can pretty much two-shot you if you're not paying attention. Healing cooldowns are nice to use during this phase. Phase 3 begins with the Durakari trolls advancing from the southeastern gate. Three things to really watch out for: make sure to dispel Deadly Plague off of random players, don't let the frozen orb damage you if you're less than 8 yards from one, and if possible, save a Hand of Sacrifice for when the Adds tank gets the Mortal Strike healing debuff. This is also a nice phase to rotate through healing cooldown. Phase 4 begins with the Amani trolls advancing out of the southwest gate. As a healer, I didn't find the damage here too intense, especially after surviving gates 2 and 3. The main thing here is to stay spread out 5 yards to reduce damage from chain lightning and stay away from the totems which cause damage from lightning nova. Phase 5 has you dealing with the war god Jalak and Horrodon. I focus most of my heals onto the tank tanking Jalak and raid while healing the Horrodon tank through beacon. Most of Jalak's damage comes through an AoE attack called Bestial Cry, so I pop Holy Avenger, then rotate through my AoE heals. Once Jalak is dead, I focus all my attention to the tank on Horrodon, who is now taking very heavy damage. I rotate through my remaining healing cooldowns and focus heal the tank to get our kill. I hope this helps out. If you're on Twitter, come follow me at FFPMMark with a C, or check out my blog page at HealingSpec.com.